You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The New Zealand Geographic Board has recently accepted City Rail Link and Auckland Transport's proposal to rename Britomart as Waitemata Station. Professor Robin Kearns is an advocate for renaming places around Aotearoa New Zealand that better reflect the local history, as opposed to being named after people and places with little or no relevance to the land. I began by asking Professor Kearns why it is important to embrace Māori renaming in Aotearoa New Zealand.
Many place names in New Zealand record the names of people who probably had a fairly tenuous connection to New Zealand's past, or perhaps even worse, had a rather sort of dubious relationship with Māori in earlier days, and the continuation of some of these names can be offensive. So it would just seem to me, and a good deal of other people, that honouring the original names is a way of maybe connecting with the stories of this land, and also I guess sort of responding to our duty of care in terms of listening to the wishes of First Peoples in this land.
And speaking of some of those names, a recent example is the changing of the Clive River to Te Awa o Mokatuararo. Major General Clive had never been to Aotearoa, yet had a river named after him, and this is a story that you can find throughout the country. Why were these people given rivers and towns named after them if they'd never been in the country in the first place?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and it really relates to the whole sort of political economy of the early settlement colonization process, I suppose, where it was a big undertaking to travel to the far reaches of the planet, all the way from largely Britain all the way out here, and frequently these voyages needed funding, I guess, and or at least sort of support of various sorts. And so when people arrived, these explorers arrived, they often named places after their heroes back in the homeland, whether those heroes were people who'd materially supported the trip or they felt they needed to politically or whatever. So, for instance, the original name of the wonderful volcanic peak in Taranaki, the colonial name of Egmont. Now, the Earl of Egmont never came to set foot in New Zealand, nor did the originator or the original source of the name Auckland. So we have many names like this, often military people as well, Napier, Hastings, and Wellington, and to people whose whakapapa and the whole sort of history relates to this land, it can be sort of somewhat offensive to have places given names that not only have no relevance, but perhaps are military figures and perhaps representing all the wrong things, really.
And we've seen it, as you say, with Mount Taranaki and other places, but we haven't yet seen it for a major town or city. Is this up for debate, do you think, renaming places like Auckland to Tamaki Makaurau and things like this? Would that be something that is a possibility of happening in the near future?
It's certainly a conversation that may well happen, and I think as you'd so well know, on the in popular culture and in the media, Māori names are quite frequently given to our major cities, Puanaki and Utatahi, the sorts of names that are frequently given to cities like Wellington and Christchurch. But the thing is, these names have not been officialised. They're only used in a sort of a popular sense. And one of the challenges is that at the time of our Māori settlement, there were very specific small-scale settlements, and now our major cities have expanded, covering a much larger area. And there are many different mana whenua groups involved, so it's certainly not a straightforward process at all. But it's a conversation that will start happening, and I suspect it'll be one that applies much more to very much smaller towns to begin with. But if there was sufficient popular support, and if there was a case of lobbying, especially putting together a proposal on the part of various stakeholders, well, then it would certainly be considered and deliberated on by Paul Tahana at the New Zealand Geographic Board.
And the new Auckland train stations have Māori names, including Mangawhai for the Mount Eden station. How were these station names, how did they come about?
There was a proposal, as all considerations that come before the Paul and Tahana, the New Zealand Geographic Board, there was a proposal mounted by by a combination of Auckland Transport and Kiwi Rail and Mana Whenua groups, and they had come up with these names, and we on the board considered them and could see no telling reasons not to embrace those names. And so in the case of Mungafal, as we know, that's the original name for the volcanic peak, otherwise known as Mount Eden, and indeed in the Mount Eden area, there's already Mungafal Primary School and other facilities that are given that Mungafal name. So it seems a very good idea to give the train station the name Mungafal, especially as it's located some distance away from the Mount Eden retail village.
And is changing place names a way to help roll back the long shadow of colonisation in Aotearoa New Zealand?
Well, I think it's a contribution. I wouldn't necessarily go that far, but it is a contribution towards listening to the calls from the bicultural partners, treaty partners, the Mana Whenua in any particular area, and it is a possibility of redressing concerns where there are names that seem to be somewhat irrelevant. So, you know, it's not always a case of names being totally irrelevant. The major train station hub, the railway station Britomart, is going to change to Waitemata station. Now, it's not that Britomart is totally irrelevant. There was a military ship that did some exploring, surveying of the Waitemata harbour called Britomart, but that naming was only given 20 years ago, which is a relatively short period of time, and the name Waitemata not only honours what Mana Whenua were asking for, but it also gives a much stronger sort of geographic anchoring to the name of the station, and I suspect that visitors and locals alike will ultimately embrace that in the not-too-distant future. And, you know, I've had experiences where visitors come to Auckland and sort of wonder what we mean by Britomart, because it doesn't actually bear any resemblance to a part of a city or a geographic feature. In fact, I went to a Billy Bragg concert quite recently, and he said he went to Britomart and he wondered whether he was going to some cheap English supermarket chain or something, because the name Britomart just sounded so irrelevant to him. And, you know, he was saying that with some mirth, but at the same time, I think it does speak to the way in which that name doesn't necessarily have the depth of story of the Waitemata relating to the harbour, where, in fact, the current location of the station is on the former shores of the harbour.
That was Professor Robin Kearns on embracing Māori renaming in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.